Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today...
Hunter Taylor.
And you are with...
Parkway Playhouse.
Now, I understand the Elton John part in the last one was just fantastic. You want to sing a little for us?
Oh, my gosh.
Probably not, but that was fun, wasn't it?
It was a really fun... The whole show was really, really fun and really special. I think if you talk to anyone who was involved, a cast or the creative team or any of the musicians... It was a really special experience, and we all walked out of it with a smile on our faces each night, except for the last night when everyone was crying.
Yeah, because I wanted to keep going.
but the Elton John number, that was a real hoot and a half.
Well, it sounded, everything I heard was just wonderful. I didn't get to see it myself, but everything I heard was that it was wonderful.
Thank you. Congratulations. Thank you very much.
But as it is in the land of Parkway Playhouse, we must march on. So what's next?
Yes, this weekend, this Saturday, actually, we open our fifth main stage show, and that is going to be The Humans by Stephen Karam. And it's a pretty new play. It was on Broadway in 2016, and it was a finalist for the Pulitzer Prize for Drama, and it actually won Best Play at the Tony Awards and a couple acting categories as well. So it's a really lauded and celebrated piece of theater, and we're really excited to bring it to Burnsville.
So now it's The Humans. Tell me about it.
Yes, so The Humans, it's sort of, I describe it like it's a dark comedy. You cry as much as you laugh.
Oh, okay.
It's a five-person show, and often when you come see a play or a musical, the lights go up, and you do a scene, and there's a blackout, and then there's a transition, and there's another scene, and you often skip hours, days, sometimes years, sometimes you have a flashback. It's, while it might be linear in storytelling, it's never cohesive with time. This one is when the lights go up, you're experiencing the time with the people on stage in real time. So the show runs a little under 2 hours, and this is a slice of 2 hours as these people would live, like, in the world of the play. It's in real time. It's six people, six wonderful actors. And once they enter the stage, that's it. There's no scenes, there's no blackout, it's just, they go for it. So,
wow.
It's a little unique, but it's really wonderful, really thrilling to see. It's some of the best acting I've seen here or anywhere, honestly. We have a really, really talented cast with actually people you'll recognize. Jeff Behar is starring in it.
Oh, okay.
He's our executive director. Mm-hmm. Kristen Livengood is in it. She's our operations manager. Lisa Bryant plays a really wonderful role, and everyone knows her. She taught at Mount Heritage for forever, and she's so talented. And we also have Josephine Thomas and Paula O'Brien, who are from Asheville, along with Matt Edwardson, who's also from Asheville. And you saw Matt earlier this season. He was Monty in A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder. So you'll see him act without his singing voice, which is wonderful, but it's a real pleasure to see these guys really, really go for it. It's really, really something special.
So now you said it just comes up and it goes from there. You're stage managing this, so
yeah.
What's involved in your part of it?
Well, it's at Thanksgiving. It takes place at Thanksgiving in New York. It's a duplex apartment. So The Blake family, they're going to their daughter's new apartment for Thanksgiving. And so I have to prep a whole Thanksgiving dinner for each performance, which is a lot, but it's going to be really great. And I told the actors, like, you don't have to eat dinner before you come to the show. You're really going to have to eat it. So it's great. So that's what I have to do. And the tricky thing with this play is the dialogue is so specific. And if you get a chance to read the script, please do, because even seeing it, to have the page in front of you and see how it's written out, there's dashes and cues, and it's really interesting. You have to get their lines word perfect, which, if the two-hour show with six people, it's like da-da-da-da-da-da. It's really talk, talk, talk. And to get every word perfect is really imperative, but it's also very challenging. So I'm often with the script and the actors are like lying. I'm like, actually, you said this word wrong, so let's back up. It's really meticulous, and we have a wonderful director, Henry Williamson III. He's also from Asheville. This is his first show he directed here with us, and he's very, very, very talented. He wants to honor the playwright as much as possible, so I'm just trying to keep all that on track with the food. And I also, when you come to the show, I do make a very small cameo at the very end. You might not even know it's me, and that's all I'm going to say.
Oh, okay. So we'll just have to watch for that and see what it is. Okay.
For sure. Yeah. It comes at the height of the play, so I'm kind of excited to do it. But no lines, just a small walk-on role.
Okay. Well, good. Well, there you go. So,
yeah.
So we'll look forward to that as well. When does it start, and how long does it run?
Yeah, it begins on Saturday, August 24th, and it runs for 3 weekends and ends on September 7th, on that Saturday.
And if you go to that first Sunday performance, you can wind up getting to know more about, well, I guess all the Sunday performances.
Yes. How does that work? Well, opening night after the show, we have a little reception party where you get to meet the cast and creative team. But then also on each matinee performances, which is 3 p.m. on each Sunday of the run, you have an actor and creative team Q&A. And this is one that you actually, I think, I would recommend to come to those performances because I think, one, Onyx is going to have a lot of questions in a really good way, and they're going to be able to find out a lot about the process and the world of the play from the cast and creative team.
With dialogue like that, and quick dialogue like that, is it a challenge to make sure that it's you project well enough into the audience that the audience members can hear what you're saying? Because me, that would be, from an audio, from a radio side, that would be my worry about it, was how do you make sure everybody can hear it?
Yeah, well, so usually actors are mic'd with either a body mic, especially in musicals, or we usually have boundary mics set up so you can hear. But this play is so set in a phrase that we've come to love, hyper-realism.
I like that.
Yeah, hyper-realism. So we don't want anything taking you out of the play. So that's why we have real food. I ordered some crazy specialty props from Sarasota. It's Sweet Company. And they're these peppermint pigs that they actually have to smash every night. So I ordered like 18. And it's a very specific thing.
Yeah.
But going back to the amplification, there are no mics. So they do have to project. But luckily, all these actors are wonderful and they're trained. But the set is really gigantic. I think when the audience comes in, they're going to gasp and be like, what in the world? In the best way. It's a two-story set, and it actually goes past the top of our proscenium, our stage. We actually extended the stage 8 feet from the front, and we were cutting off the first two rows of the theater to get the whole thing set up the way you needed it to. So
oh,
it's
cool.
So this show is really something special, something different in pretty much every aspect. But it's really one that you don't want to miss. It's really, really something great.
Well, it sounds great. Well, we'll do our best to be there, and thank you for taking a minute to come over and tell us about it. I know you're busy, so get back to work.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Thank you so much.
Thanks again to our guest today, Hunter Taylor of the Parkway Playhouse. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.